The next multi-billion dollar AI project could be staring us in the face, and they're located in the BitTensor ecosystem.
Today, we are going to do a quick dive into three subnets that could go from 5 million to a billion dollar market cap.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the BeanPod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about BitTensor Subnet Alpha Tokens. This is the third part in our regular series where we take a look at some of the hottest, some of the coolest looking BitTensor subnets. Now, subnets that we've talked about across our socials have done 100% gain, 500% gain, 1,000% gain, and even more. We're talking about AI companies that are leveraging the most impressive AI algorithm in the world in the BitTensor ecosystem that are valued extremely low. We're talking $1, $2, $5 million market caps. And it's only a matter of time. It's not if, it's when. Some of these subnets are going to reach $100 million market caps, $1 billion market caps. And today we're going to be talking about three of what we think are the coolest looking ones.
Let's jump right into the first one that I think will really resonate with our community, because we are avid sports bettors. And obviously we have an association with BlockBet, and we do a ton of betting on a Web3 platform. Imagine if you had a competitive advantage over the market, and you could, instead of winning on 48% of your bets, which maybe is not that much, you know, we go 75% to the NFL regular season, but imagine if on all sports, NBA, NHL, all NFL, all these things, mm-hmm. and you could outperform the market by 16%.
Yep.
So if the average guy has a win rate of 48%, you're now winning at like 60%, mm-hmm. 62%. You know, that is a lot of money that you could be making as a sports bettor. So let's jump into Sports Tensor, which is the 41st, is subnet 41, and it's the 25th ranked subnet.
Right, so we got Sports Tensor, Subnet 41. At time of recording, it's a $4 million market cap. Now, let's talk about the global sports betting market size is estimated to reach over $200 billion within the next few years. If you just look at global trends, sports betting is exploding. It's everywhere. You can't watch a TV show without seeing a sports betting ad. You know, you might have your own opinion about sports betting, but it is here to stay. And AI sports betting algorithms. Because think about sports, right? There are millions of data points for every sports betting game, which you have to analyze to figure out who has the edge in certain games, whether it be a basketball game, soccer game, hockey game, whatever. It's very hard to analyze it on your own, and you're relying on a few data points. But if you use AI, you can take every single possible data point in history and run it through the BitTensor algorithm, and that's what SportTensor is doing. And that's how they're outperforming the market. And once we see institutions, and I'm talking about like large sports betting players like DraftKings and FanDuel and William Hill and Bet365, once they start to get wind of these AI predictors, think about the market cap and the potential of the SportTensor technology.
So they are incentivizing world-class talent to compete in the network, creating a predictive models that beat or are considered unbeatable markets. And what they have is they have a ton of different miners. So they have 55 models that are actively submitting predictions, and they have 15 plus independent validators. So these 55 models will all submit, you know, what they think is going to happen, some of these sporting events and all these things. And what ends up happening is these emissions that the SportsTensor is creating, they're paying out, so they're incentivizing talent. Mm-hmm. So they pay out 17,000 that has been distributed to the top performing models daily. They paid out over $2 million already. So imagine you set yourself up with one of these miners, you submit your models, and you are really good at sports predictions. You're earning $17,000 a day.
Yeah.
You know, by doing this. You know, they're really attracting top-tier talent globally, and that's really special. So in the recent NBA report that they had come out from the 2024-2025 season, they outperformed the market by 16%. They generated 427% profit on starting capital. Mm. The market was negative 172%.
Yep.
They destroyed it.
Yeah.
They have a 13.8% return on investment. The market was negative 2%. They have a 61.2% win rate. So as a gambler, mm-hmm. as a big business, when I'm looking at SportsTensor, man, there's some really cool mechanisms in place here to really, you know, outcompete the market.
Yeah, we love sports betting. I think AI predictive models have a huge place in the future of betting and predictive across anything. One of the coolest things about SportsTensor is, you know, it's easy to just go with the favorites with sports. It's like, oh, yeah, all right, we bet on the Chiefs, we bet on the late yeah. whatever, blah, blah. But with their edge discovery mechanism, they see that traditional sports bets, sports markets skew towards favorites. So they price underdogs at generous odds. And that's where SportsTensor makes yeah. their money. They focus on underdog bets with sufficiently high probability of success, which is profitable risk to reward opportunities. So instead of just betting chalk all the time, they're actually finding underpriced underdogs. That's like, okay, well, this market only gives the Patriots a 45% chance to win. We actually think they have a 50% chance to win. There's the money, right? Yeah. And you do that over time with their AI analytics, and you can beat the market. That's why we think SportsTensor could be the next big thing.
And they're paying out big money. They're beating the market, and they're also burning tokens. Mm-hmm. They burned 5% of the circulating supply so far, with 45,000 alpha tokens being burnt.
Burn, baby,
also,
burn.
Also recently featured in the Grayscale report. So pretty cool stuff.
I like it.
All right, number two, let's look at Zeus. Yeah, this is subnet number 18. They are a climate forecasting BitTensor subnet that is in partnership with BitMine, which is subnet 34.
Mm-hmm. This one's actually been performing very well lately. It kind of came out of the second wave of the subnet kind of. It's interesting with the subnet tokens. They kind of go in waves, right? We were just discussing this before the show, where it's like everything will be really hot. Subnets are going to absolutely rip. Because you have to keep in mind, we're talking about, you know, Zeus has a market cap of 3 million, right? These are tiny micro-cap altcoins. They come out of nowhere and they rip 1,000%, and then they might draw down 50%. It's very volatile, but that comes with low-cap cryptos, right? So just keep that in mind when you are investing in these, and obviously this is not financial advice. Do your own research. So Zeus, an AI global weather forecasting model. Now, the weather forecasting market around the world is multi-billion. We're talking $5 to $10 billion by 2030. We've seen how much weather impacts everyday lives. And when you're talking about, oh, where does all this money in weather forecasting come from? Think about if you're a giant food growing corporation or something like that, or like, offshore oil, anything where weather is going to impact your multi-billion dollar business. That's where weather forecasting becomes a big business. When it comes to predicting storms and temperatures for crop yields and hurricanes hitting cities, weather is an omnipresent aspect of our society with climate change, and AI can be used to improve the accuracy of weather forecasts. How bad are weather forecasts?
Like, yeah, it's terrible.
They're always wrong.
Yeah.
And it's because it's humans reading data. But again, same analogy with the sports betting. Humans can only read so much data. But with AI, and specifically the BitTensor algorithm, they can take into consideration trillions of weather data points from the history of the world and come up with by far the most weather forecasts. And that's what Zeus is doing.
I mean, just like what happened recently with the outages, the power outages in Spain, France, and Portugal. So there's extreme temperature variations that led to an entire country being put out of power. And, you know, this has a massive economic impact and a loss to the economy. Zeus has these real-time predictive models where you can act faster. So it might be like, it might recognize these patterns that are occurring, and it will be like, okay, we need to now redistribute power from here to over here. Mm-hmm. We need to activate backup systems earlier. So versus the outage happening and then trying to back up things, it's like, okay, this system is approaching. Let's back up now.
Yeah.
Right? And so it ends up saving, you know, countries billions of dollars. So, I mean, if Zeus can capitalize on what they're working on. I mean, there's a huge market here for it.
Yeah, Cambridge level environmental modeling expertise. They're going to be basically packaging this entire thing as an easy to use API so that businesses, you know, CNN Weather, Fox Weather, all these big weather companies, they can use Zeus's API, use the AI, and leverage the, in our opinion, most powerful AI algorithm in the world, which is BitTensor. So Zeus sitting at a $3 million market cap, I think you could see a massive, massive potential there.
All right, let's jump into the last one here, and that is subnet number 76. This is SafeScan. This is all about early cancer detection using decentralized AI. Mm-hmm. This is really cool because, look, we're DeSci guys. You know, we believe that this the world of science and healthcare and all that stuff is quite fragmented. You know, if you, like, even just going from one doctor to another and they don't have, like, your data, mm-hmm. like, oh, what pills have you been taking?
Yep.
You know, the fact that SafeScan is utilizing this BitTensor ecosystem to be able to detect a disease that kills, I think, something like 10 million people around the world globally. Mm-hmm. Very impressive stuff.
Yeah, and we're talking about, look, SafeScan at the time of recording, $1 million market cap, right? The global cancer diagnostics market is $200 billion by 2030. So if SafeScan can actually prove their technology, which they're on the way to doing, I think the $1 million market cap could see an extremely large gain. We love science projects. We think that the intersection of AI and science has a huge future, especially for all the people around the world that don't have access to doctors. And their first machine learning skin cancer melanoma detection competition is live. The current leading model already achieves a 0.9 accuracy. That's impressive. They're actually doing it. It's not just an idea. They're leveraging this BitTensor algorithm to detect melanoma in people's skin and early detection of cancer. So I think what SafeScan is doing is really interesting here. And when it comes to their roadmap, they have applications like breast scan and lung scan in the pipeline. So they're going to be starting to detect all kinds of different aspects or different types of cancer. So I think SafeScan is a really ripe future.
Yeah, the really cool thing about SafeScan as well is a lot of these other subnets, they tend to just reward the miners for what they contribute. But with this, they're incentivizing scientists, researchers, developers, all to make breakthroughs. So they're really, it really seems as though it's a true community incentivization model, which I really like here with SafeScan.
Yeah, 100%. So it fits right into, you know, we've talked about in our first Subnet Alpha series, we talked about Nova, Meta Nova, which is one of the, which is like the number one DeSci project on BitTensor. SafeScan is extremely undervalued, I think. So look, between SportTensor, Zeus, and SafeScan, you have three very, very low value. Like we're talking $1, $2, $3, $4 million in a subnet. I think the potential with all these is massive given the extremely competitive industries they're working in. So yeah, these are three that we really like.
Yeah, we just wanted to give you a little snapshot into what's going on with each one so you guys can take this information and go a little bit further on your own. As we say, always do your own research and then tune into the next episode,
because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.